From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Fifth Judicial District Judge Jane Shuler Gray sentenced 23-year-old Preston Thompson of Carlsbad to 15 years in prison for the murder of Carly L. Overturf in 2019. Thompson was convicted of second-degree murder of Overturf, whose body was found near the Dark Canyon Road nearly 2 years ago. New Mexico State Police have released the names of two Roswell police officers and one Chavez County Sheriff's deputy who were involved in a fatal shooting last month of 22-year-old Victor Ivan Barón. According to state police who are investigating the shooting, Roswell police officers Danny Flott, along with Abram Atencio and Chavez County Sheriff's deputy Samuel Ludas, each fired at Barón, who pointed a gun at them. Fearing for their lives, all three officers discharged at least one round from their service revolvers, striking Barón. Officers attempted life-saving measures, but he later died at a local hospital from those injuries. The incident began when Barón attempted to elude police officers through West Roswell. Barón drove into Main Street and left his car at the J.P. Stone Bank. He then fled on foot. Officers then encountered him in the back of the bank where the shooting occurred. Once that state police conclude their investigation, they will send their findings to the 5th Judicial District Attorney, who will then make a determination on the case. The Lee County Sheriff's Office has not released the name of the man who shot himself and died at a parking lot at a convenience store in Tatum Friday morning. Lee County Sheriff's spokesperson Vivian Martinez has more.
The incident occurred on the west side of the Stripes in Tatum, New Mexico.
The male had called dispatch and told them he was going to kill himself, and then did. The man was alone at the time of the shooting. Law enforcement agencies from Lee County sponsored the first annual Lee County Law Enforcement Torch Run Family Festival on Saturday at Green Meadows Lake in Hobbs, and hundreds turned out for the fundraiser. Lee County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Fernando Jimenez, who coordinated the event, tells us more.
I'm hoping that I'll have the totals here today, but yes, I think we're some really good donations. A lot of people came out and were very generous.
The event wrapped up in time, just as high winds swept into the area. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.